This is Zachary, and you're listening to Zachary Reality.
What up, Seth?
What is up? So, welcome back to Zachary Reality. It is Zachary. We are here with Ryan and Jamie from Love Undercover. How are you guys doing today?
Yeah, we're good, Seth. We're good. Living a dream. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I did watch the first few episodes, so I am so excited to hear your thoughts on the show and how you guys got involved. So, when this show came to you, what was the decision on agreeing to do it? And, what did you hope to find in all of this?
For me, when I heard about the concept, I was generally curious to see what type of connection I would attract if you strip away, my status, my career, my leverage of what I had the majority of my life. For me, that was a big challenge to see, what person actually likes me for me, right? Is that enough? So yeah, that was the main reason for me personally why I chose to do the show.
Yeah, for me again the same. It was like obviously over here being famous in the UK and having a disaster relationships in the past. I thought the process of going out there and being undercover, meeting someone new who wouldn't know who I was and getting to know me for me was going to be the right step and a really good experience. So I really was up for it, and then I realized very quickly when I got there that I actually really liked being known and being famous and using that to my advantage.
Well, I feel like if you want to get to know someone and be genuine, like you can't hide this part of your life. And I understand, like, it's the concept, but I also feel like you're holding back with the ladies you're getting to know. So, did you guys feel like that at all? Or do you kind of just compartmentalize it?
I think you had to just pivot a little bit. Like normally after, 5 minutes of having a conversation with someone, you're instantly talking about your what you do, your job, and you use that as your way of getting them to, in a way, like you. You had to kind of pivot and be like, right, I'm gonna have to go down a different route in terms of getting this woman to be attracted to me, because I can't use the fact that I'm a footballer and I've got a nice house and a nice car. You had to get them to like you for you. So that was a difficult experience, and you had to use your personality, and that had to come out, which was tough because I think we've all been very used to finding it quite easy to have women in your life, not necessarily for the right reasons, but easily connected to people because you could talk about being a footballer.
How did you feel about that, Ryan? Just like dating on the show and kind of holding back your career.
It was not easy. Like I said, it was a challenge. It was a healthy challenge. Of course, we got shoved with different jobs under our nose. And personally, I literally knew so much about my construction working job. So I had to be at one point a little bit creative. So I threw it in the Burj Khalifa to make it fun. So yeah, I had a lot of fun with that. If you're gonna continue to see the episodes, you're gonna laugh. But yeah, it was we had to be creative, show more personality, try to be more charming, show more charisma, and that was at times very challenging.
For sure.
Tough for me.
Yeah,
Yeah.
no, Jamie, I saw that you were getting frustrated how some of the girls were going on dates with other guys. Was that like was that the main emotion for you? Frustrated? Did you feel like you got ego punched? Because if they just got to know you, they would know how funny you are and charismatic. It's just one picture.
Yeah, like the picture just absolutely killed me, right? It was like the worst picture ever, and like I'm competing against these four guys who are all like really good looking. They're all ripped. I'm the retired footballer. I'm a bit older. I've got kids. I'm a dad. I've got the body of a dad, and I'm sat there thinking, what is the point in me being here? It's pointless. Like the girls are picking these guys based on their looks. Like they're not giving me an opportunity to even talk to them. And that was frustrating, but I'd had enough. It was an ego punch to the throat. It really was. And I had to accept it. And it was humbling, really. It was humbling to kind of have that. And I was thinking, if these guys just, if these girls just spoke to me and give me 5 minutes of their time, they'd realize that these guys are idiots and I'm the guy that you should be with. But I didn't have that opportunity, and I was in the end, I was like, I'm going home. I'm sick of this.
For sure. And we also saw a huge connection between you and Renee in the first two episodes. So I'm super excited to see where that's gonna go. Obviously you can't
Yeah.
say much, but what did you like about Renee? What initially, attracted you to her?
I really liked her confidence, the way she was, like she was fun, she was fiery, she was a bit like me with a personality in terms of like we was up for doing, fun things and out of the ordinary. And yeah, she had a fire about her, which I thought was really sexy. So yeah, I mean, we had a really good connection from the start, and that does continue. That let me tell you, there's fireworks. There's other things that happen which cause which caused issues. But yeah, I loved what she was about when she'd come in. I mean, she chose Ryan before me, which was a kick in the teeth. But then she realized that she realized that I was better, in the end.
Yeah, well, Ryan, I was going to ask you, how do you handle if you and one of the other guys are into the same girl, and how would you handle that in, in the future of the show if feelings started to get involved?
Well, naturally, I'm a very calm and collected person. I let things play out. I don't step on toes. I'm just observing and see and try to observe where people move to without embarrassing myself. So yeah, I was handling situations in a very mature way.
For
I would have
sure.
stepped on more toes. I would have stepped on more toes. The guys were too friendly. The dynamic was too nice, right? Great guys, love them to bits. But in hindsight, we should have stepped on more toes.
For
sure. I mean, we're seeing that there's new girls coming in each week, so there's lots of options. Do you guys truly believe that the process is going to work, and could there be an engagement at the end of this?
You have to wait and see, but
Okay.
the process definitely works. Let me tell you now, the process definitely worked. Loads more women come in, and they're all amazing. And yes, it caused a lot of issues and a lot of fireworks, and things change. The dynamic changes quickly, but at the end of it, you're going to love how it all turns out for everyone, really. Maybe not Lloyd.
For sure. And we see that one of the exciting parts of the show is when you actually get to reveal to the girls after they get eliminated and they go home, like what your secret is. I don't think we saw either of you do that in the first couple episodes, but it's gonna come. But what is like a tease for that, or just kind of what was that experience like getting that weight lifted off your shoulder? Like, how was the feeling of telling the girls the truth?
I think it was one of those things where you see like an attitude change from the girls who, at one point, they give up. They don't want to compete. They feel like we are women, we shouldn't chase men. So yeah, they either leave or they know that they maybe are not picked. So yeah, it's not a nice experience. And then eventually, when we have to tell them, some of them are understanding. They get it finally why the concept was like this. The beginning for them was very difficult to understand why are there not so much guys as girls. There are so many girls, but not so much guys, right? And that's actually the most fun. Well, not the most fun part, but
It was
most
fun.
interesting
It was fun.
part. For me, it was interesting to see the attitude shift once you finally reveal the truth. And some of them took it well, and some of them, had even more attitude.
Got it. What do you think about that, Jamie? How was it for you, revealing that, and what were the reactions like?
Yeah, so I mean, look, it's obviously not nice because they knew that they were leaving, and you come in and you had to tell them. But I have to say, I enjoyed it because they had all the power, and then all of a sudden we were taking the power back when we were telling them the truth, and so it was great. I loved it. Some of them did take it well. Some of them were really angry. Some of them were upset, and some of them wanted to be like, "Oh, I want to come back." And I was like, N "That's it. You're done. Like you're
Oh,
gone. You
now
can't
they want
come
to
back."
come back after they find that out.
Yeah, once they realized that we were not who we said we were, they wanted to come back. So that was interesting to see.
Are they able to like date someone else if they date one of you guys? Like, can girls switch like halfway through?
They can do what they want. And things change.
Well, how are they going to change? Like, what is the what's going to happen, as the episodes go on? Are there twists and turns, surprises? Will there be challenges, more dates, double dates? Like, what are some things that we can expect from the rest of the season?
You're definitely going to see double dates. You might even see some triple dates. Obviously, new girls coming in, they get to pick. And some of these guys have already got girls, right? So, then there becomes a bit of a competition between the between yous of who we're obviously there for a reason as well. We're trying to find the one girl, the right girl. So we're wanting to try other things as well. We're wanting to see what's out there and see if that girl might be more my type, or if that girl might be more my type. So all of a sudden, the dynamic changes from there only being what, five or six at the start, to then there being, more and more and more every week.
For sure. What are you most looking forward for fans to see, Ryan, for you this season?
That's a great question. It's not often as I think the thing that we struggle often about as a football player is that we're being judged for how we come across in interviews or on the pitch, right? And they either like us, they don't like us, and we often get treated in a way that we cannot be human beings, right? And now I feel like fans can show a side of you maybe that they maybe not expected at all, right? More vulnerable side, a different type of side. Yeah, it can work towards your advantage. I don't know. I'm very curious. But it's also very intimidating because I said earlier in a different interview that for me it was very challenging to have all these cameras in your face, and then you have to, throw up some game and talk to a girl. And the last thing you want is being judged by others, or like for doing it wrong or for doing it in a sassy way. So
For me, I think what people are going to enjoy the most is actually the dynamic of the five guys. You know, you're putting five footballers into a house. You know, we're all single, so we're all having fun. Soccer over there is a big deal now with the people, and you're getting the inside look of how footballers actually live and how we are and how we chat and how we talk and how we date. And you see the vulnerabilities of us as well and the insecurities that you might not think that footballers have, or you know, but athletes have. So you're seeing all sides of our personality. You're seeing an inside look into how we actually are as people and how we are together. And I think the dynamic of the five guys is really, really good. That's something I'm really looking forward to people to see.
Did any of you guys know each other before, or play together, or play against each other?
I played against Ryan a couple of times, I think. Yeah, me and Ryan played in the Premier League, so I knew obviously Ryan instantly of who he was. Didn't have a clue who Lloyd was. No idea who that guy was. Never heard of him. but
That's
obviously I knew
actually
Mark.
funny. Yeah, that's
Yeah,
actually
sure.
funny because we like they didn't told us who was casted. They let me walking in the house first, and I'm walking in the house, and it's like this big penthouse, and I don't see anyone, and then I turn around and I see Lloyd coming, and I'm thinking like, who the f is that? And he actually acknowledged it. He's like, oh, I know who you are, and I'm like, yeah, what up?
That's funny.
No idea who
Well,
you are.
thank you guys so much for your time. I really appreciate it. Everybody, go make sure to tune into new episodes of Love Undercover streaming on Peacock. And I will see you guys later. Bye.
Take care, Zach. Nice to meet
Bye. You too.
you.
What is up, everybody? It is Zachary Reality, and you're listening to Zachary Reality. And we are here with Lloyd and Sebastian from Peacock's Love Undercover. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, what's going on, Zach?
What's up? Nice to meet
What's
you.
up? It's nice to meet you guys. You're obviously very charming. You're getting all the dates on the show. I'm so excited to get into it. What was kind of the idea when the show approached you, and how did you guys get on it?
Well, for me, it was a no-brainer. I just fell in love with the idea of this social experiment where girls are actually trying to find love, but we are actually on this experiment trying to find if they are gonna like us without our suit, our watch, our clothes, our fame. So it was really interesting. I think that I had the opportunity to participate in something that was life-changing. The bond we made with The Voice and with the awesome and beautiful girls we had the chance to be with, it was something unique. And the bottom of it, that you're actually trying to fall in love with someone, but you have to lie to them all the time because we didn't want to blow a cover. So it was really, really interesting. I got just it was a, like I said, a no-brainer, and I'm really happy that I did it.
That's awesome. Well, that's really cool. Thank you for sharing. What about you, Lloyd? How did you get on the show, and was it easy for you to say yes to do this?
Yeah, definitely. It was more about the opportunity to come out, to America, meet women, maybe find my match. I've been single in the UK for some time now, so yeah, just for the opportunity, really. And as soon as I heard sort of like what the show was about, I was interested in it, and it got me. So yeah, luckily I managed to get on the show, and yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, I love that the show is showing love stories, or it could be, as time goes on, but dating in different countries, like just coming from different worlds. What do you think was the hardest part about dating an American girl?
I would say their culture and just the way it's a whole different vibe. It's a whole different energy. What they hear, what the music like, the places they like to go, what they like to eat, what they like to do. Even though we are, I'm from Mexico, even though we are so close, we are so different. So It was kind of a challenging moment that we needed to go through, because you needed to actually, okay, I'm going to start digging into you and not into what's surrounding you. So yeah, the clash of those cultures that is so different, that for me was kind of the most challenging part.
For sure.
Yeah, just touch on that as well. I felt like the girls weren't just from one state in America. And obviously I'm from the UK. America is so much bigger than that. So it felt like some of the girls were different from each state, and they had like a different attitude and like said like a different culture.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it was definitely challenging.
Well, Lloyd, did you expect like the girls to want to move to the UK, like if the relationship worked out? And was that something you guys talked about, you know, early on?
Not so much. And also, it was hard to do that as well, because we're hiding our identity. So if they go, why should it be me to move back? You can't be exactly honest with them. And it's what's to do with my job, because you're saying it's a complete different job. Mm-hmm. And I was saying a fitness coach. Or strength and conditioning. So I feel like, why would they want to come all the way over here for just that?
That's true. Well, how hard was it, Sebastian, to hide your job and to hide, you know, a large part of your life while you were trying to be vulnerable and date these women?
You know, the hardest part, Zach, was that we didn't have that much topic of conversation, because we have to, you know, bring ourselves down the whole time. And, you know, I was a timeshare seller. I couldn't afford traveling. I couldn't afford many things, many luxury things, many things that give you a lot of things to talk about during a date. You know, you have to lower yourself all the time. For me, that was the hardest part. As much as my cover, I kind of knew what I was talking about. You know, I have a business degree in administration, so it was kind of easy for me to get along with the questions when they were asking me, okay, so what do you do? No, I went to business school, I did this and that, because I actually did it. But the most difficult part was to get involved with someone and that you actually had nothing in common, you know, even though if we were able to speak our truth, we had a lot of things in common, you know. So that was the hardest part.
Got it. Lloyd, what kind of went wrong with Sophia? Why did things not necessarily work out? We see that you guys kind of broke up on episode 3.
Which Sophia, the taller one?
Yeah, the one who was compared to a mermaid.
why did it not work out? to be honest, I felt like the girls who came in a little bit later were at a little bit of a disadvantage. And obviously when I had a date with Sophia, it was with another 2 girls there, so there was 3 of them. So it was really hard to sort of get to know her like I did with the other girls previously. That was the only thing. I thought she was actually really funny, and I really liked like her vibe. It was just when, you know, things started narrowing down, and you know, I've got like 4 girls in the penthouse. I just sort of need to make a decision. And as lovely as she was, I just probably, it was probably the one that made sense the most at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, just limited time, really.
Yeah. I mean, we see that you're dating like 4 girls at once. Then there's new girls coming in. Were you guys shocked that so many girls picked you guys specifically just by the picture, like downstairs?
Well, yeah, no one was happy with their photo. No one at all. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, I'd say like pleasantly surprised.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For sure. And what was pleasantly it like? What was it like telling the girls at the end of the episode that you know, you are a soccer player and that you have this career? Was that fun? Was that relieving? Were you like, were they angry? Like, what were kind of those reactions, and what can you kind of tease about that for future episodes?
Some girls took it really nice and really calm. You know, some girls acted like they didn't care, you know, like they were forcing, like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Some girls were actually really surprised and were actually in shock, because they had no idea, no clue who we were. But it wasn't a nice feeling. It hurts, you know, because you actually get to bond, you actually get to connect, even though the girls are leaving or you're picking someone else. The bond remains, you know, and we're nice guys. You don't want to be rude. You don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. But you know, that's how things go. So yeah, in the end, it wasn't nice, but it was funny to watch how different each of them reacted to the news.
I love that. What about you, Lloyd? Like, what can you kind of tease about the rest of the season? Like, we got some drama coming up, some new girls. Like, what is something that the fans have to look forward to?
How many girls have you seen enter?
We've probably seen about 15.
Yeah, I don't know if there's any more maybe to come in, but there's definitely some drama coming up over certain situations. Yeah, there's definitely some drama later on.
Love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. And what have you guys learned about yourselves during this experience, or at least like watching, you know, parts of it back on TV? What kind of perspective do you have now that you didn't have before on dating, on your career, on everything?
Not to keep anything for yourself. And I think that's, in the end, is going to make the relationship flow better, not hiding anything.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, mine's been to be more open and honest with how I'm like truly feeling, because even though I may be not feeling the best to be like vulnerable in a situation, I'm also hurting that other person by not giving them the full truth. So I definitely think I've took that from the show.
For sure. Absolutely. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on and answering some questions. I really appreciate it. Everybody go make sure to watch new episodes of Love Undercover on Peacock, and I will see you guys later. Bye.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye.